Vanderbilt wide receiver Jordan Matthews had a college career as productive as it gets. He caught more passes for more yards than any receiver in the history of the Southeastern Conference, and he set an SEC single-season record with 112 receptions last year. He kept hearing questions about his speed, though, and he didn't understand the doubts.
I feel like I have definitely shown my explosiveness. You know, like I said, the scouts, they've all watched the film. They know I've never been caught. I played 4 years of high school, 4 years of college, and I still haven't been caught. So I know where my speed is. I know on the field I'm one of the fastest guys in the country, if not the fastest with the ball in my hand. But right now the goal is to run the 40, so that's what I'm focused on. I'm not going to have a ball when I line up on that white line. So I've just been working on my start, been working on my finish with Nick Winkelman at API, and I'm hoping I can put on a show.
Matthews ran his 40 in the 4.4s at the Combine, another big step for a player who has come a long way from being lightly recruited out of high school.
No, it's been a blessing. I mentioned earlier, you know, a lot of people with Sash have been here, a two-star recruit out of Madison, Alabama, private Christian school. Nobody had ever gone Division I out of that school before. So a lot of people say, you know, why don't you just focus on playing basketball or do something else or go to Vanderbilt and just get your economics degree and go on Wall Street and work with stocks and bonds. But I think God had a different plan for my life, and I feel like I'm exactly where I need to be. Like I said, it's just a blessing. I'm trying to make the most of it.
Early in his career at Vanderbilt, Matthews went head-to-head in practice with a cornerback who's now with the Green Bay Packers, Casey Hayward. Matthews credits all that toil and struggle against Hayward for helping him make the most of his talent.
The matches with Casey Hayward, I definitely believe, helped shape the wide receiver I am right now. You know, working with guys like him, Sean Richardson, Andre Howell, Kenny Ladler, who are also going to be working out in the draft too, and at the combine, just competing against those guys. But Casey, I mean, hands down, I feel like he was the best corner that I've ever gone against since I've, you know, been playing football. Real competitive. I think everybody saw that his first rookie year, he had 6 interceptions for the Packers. So just continuing to compete against him, even as a young player, I really feel like it helped shape a lot of my mentality as far as competing in practice each day. It really helped me become a better player.
Had he wanted to, Matthews probably could have entered the draft last year, but he decided to stay in school, a move that paid off both on and off the field. He should get drafted higher now than he would have a year ago after that big, nearly 1,500-yard season in 2013, and he has a Vanderbilt degree to boot.
I felt like it was a great decision for me. Like I said, we have a lot of young receivers in this class, and everybody's entitled to make their own choice. But I felt like for me, I wanted to enter the football league, the National Football League, as a full-grown man. I wanted to make sure that I developed myself in every area. I also wanted to make sure I graduated. I was able to graduate in 3.5 years with an economics degree. And by me being able to do that, now I can go into the National Football League and wake up and go to sleep as a football player. I don't have to worry about going back to school. The economics degree is in the bag, and I can wake up and put my sole focus on being the best football player I can be each day.